Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. So how do you get from childhood dreams of space to a career in the sciences?
Many scientists, I think, secretly are what I call as boys with toys. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, except you're not supposed to say that.
That is Srinivas Kulkarni, an astronomer and planetary science professor at the California Institute of Technology, speaking recently on NPR. And his comments there touched off a big debate and a lot of reaction, because Kulkarni's comment highlighted what a lot of people see as the boys' club culture of STEM fields. And of course, STEM is science, technology, education, and math. Women all too often face discrimination in the classroom and find a hostile work environment in STEM fields. So in response to Kulkarni, women working in science and engineering took to Twitter using the hashtag #GirlsWithToys to show the world that it's not just the boys working and playing in STEM. They've shared nearly 17,000 pictures of themselves with the tools and equipment they use every day, everything from space shuttles to telescopes to robots and microscopes. Don Sumner is chair of the Earth and Planetary Sciences Department at the University of California at Davis, and she has her own favorite toy.
My favorite toy is a giant rover on Mars. I help decide what it does, where to go, and what to do.
Are we talking Curiosity rover?
It is, the Curiosity rover.
What do you help with in terms of driving it around on the surface?
I've been very involved with what we call operations, which is how you take a team of scientists and engineers and decide what to do with it. So if we want to know where we are, we have to take photos. We have to decide where to take those photos. We can analyze samples with it, so we have to decide where we're going to collect samples and how we're going to analyze them. So we've gone more than 10 kilometers, and we're starting to climb up the base of this giant mountain in the middle of the crater.
All right. So on NPR just the other day, when one of your fellow scientists talked about boys with toys, it's pretty clear that he missed part of the point, maybe inadvertently. But help us get a grasp from where you sit, which is in the control room of the Curiosity rover, apparently, about what we're missing if we just say boys with toys.
Well, I mean, boys with toys sounds great, and there are lots of boys with lots of great toys. But one of the things that, as a woman scientist and someone who really encourages women to go into science and engineering, we also are girls with toys, and we are just as excited as anyone else to play with these amazing tools, everything from, you know, giant rovers on other planets to, you know, sometimes even a trowel to dig up a fossil. And one of the things that is just amazing to me about girls with toys is you're seeing all these women from all over the world put up a picture of what they do, and it shows the excitement and fun that we all have doing science and engineering.
Is there something about the language of science, or is it just our own prejudice sometimes that prevents people from envisioning women with their toys, whether that's a telescope or a dark matter detector, a space shuttle, all of these things?
The science and engineering have traditionally been dominated by men, and so our vocabulary and the way we think of those often default to a man, sometimes, you know, in a white lab coat and glasses, doing science. But the entire history of science, there have been women involved. And it's now, with our society changing, that we really need more women and more people who don't fit that scientist stereotype to come up with creative solutions to society's problems. And one of the great things about the response to the unfortunate comment is that it really shows how many women are playing critical roles in science and engineering.
Well, I think the response to the comment is the most important thing, because it was one comment that was, you know, probably regrettable in a lot of ways. But the response didn't show that there aren't any women in science, technology, engineering, and math. The response showed that there are tons.
Yeah, it's really been a lot of fun. And I happened on the hashtag very early and posted some of the pictures that I do because I really do think of my science tools as toys and I play with them to understand things and to get ideas and to do my science. And so it shows that there are a lot of women, but it also shows a little bit about the science process and how much fun it is and how engaged it is with play. And I think if people understood science that way, more people of all backgrounds would be more attracted to careers in science, engineering, and math.
Well, do you think then that there is still an exclusive boys' club when it comes to science and technology? Or is it a case that the fields are open to women, are open to girls, but that girls need to be reminded and not face the barriers of a cultural bias that says that science and technology isn't for them?
It's a combination of the two. They're definitely barriers within universities in terms of the acceptance of the quality of women's work and the recognition of that quality. There are a lot of really good social science studies that show there are some significant barriers to having a large number of women in STEM fields. But when you know those barriers are there, you can break them down. And as they break down, and as there are more women and there's more enthusiasm among women to be scientists, the pipeline will improve. We'll get more and more women and girls coming in. I think the Girls with Toys hashtag has an awful lot of young girls doing science, and when they see that they can do that as a grown-up, they'll keep looking down that microscope and building circuits and playing with robots and all that cool stuff.
Well, did Srinivas Kulkarni do us a favor then? I mean, one unfortunate comment, and now the internet is filled with pictures of women with giant telescopes, with dark matter detectors, working in mines, looking down microscopes, and of course, you with the Mars Curiosity rover.
I don't think he's the one that did us the favor. I mean, those sorts of comments are unfortunately common and they're usually damaging. I think that Twitter did us a favor and the woman who started the hashtag. And I really think that that specific comment just sort of captured the right time for those of us who are girls with toys to really respond very strongly.
Well, that's Professor Dawn Sumner at UC Davis. Professor Sumner, I mean, it's not a contest, I guess, but is there a cooler toy for a girl to have than the Mars Curiosity rover? Come on.
Not for me.
Not for me either. Dawn Sumner, she's chair of the Earth and Planetary Sciences Department at UC Davis in California. Thanks, Professor.
Thank you.